Cho, what kind of witch are you?
Oh, okay. I read that a witch is a woman thought to have magic powers, especially evil ones, popularly depicted as wearing a black cloak and a pointed hat and flying on a broomstick. Well, if I had to say, that is one unfair description. When we in Sister Circle don the outfit, it is just a bow to tradition and to join in the scary but fun side of Halloween. But there's another side, and it has to do with how I perceive and practice a pagan, but not quite Wiccan tradition, which is a form of modern paganism, according to the internet. Claiming its origins in pre-Christian religions, end quote, with a group of other women. Rather, I'm someone who honors the turnings of the season and supports others in creating rituals to mark them. We call these turning points the wheel of the year. I joined Sister Circle to help understand my place as a woman and the feminine aspect of spirituality within that wheel. I like that there are goddesses, entities who represent qualities of mercy, trust, integrity, strength, and there are other qualities, but we're not going to mention them today. I find that in my Sister Circle practice, though, big time. In Sister Circle, I enjoy our differences in opinion and ideas. But in my opinion, these are merely approaches. My most engaged time in circle, or out, is the ritual planning. It's a way to really focus on the meaning of the season and my place in all of that. I don't do much by way of magic or spells, but I love to experience the magic of nature and our home, this planet, and each other. It seems to me through life, though, I've always done that. So rather than cast spells or ride my broom, I've always embraced the magic of everyday life. I'm an out pagan. I'm fluid, though. It could be you, atheist, Christian, Wiccan. Most of all, woman. Female in a male-oriented power over culture at its worst. I refer to the deity as her and call her goddess. But time has taught me that it's not so much the name, but the intention that counts. I guess I've always been a witch-like being, but I just never knew. Perhaps the lesson here is always be open to your true self and to go with it. May it be so. Blessed be. Now, tell me about you.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Thank you very much. Another witch, one witch to another. Am I a witch? I found the name confusing at first because it reminded me of Christian stories of casting evil spells and hexing the neighbor's cows, which I wouldn't do. In fact, I would only pray or wish for something good. If the Puritans dunked me in fresh water, I'd have sunk, therefore proving I was a witch, yet sinless. And if they dunked me in salt water, I would float, therefore proving I was indeed a witch, and I would have a real problem and try to escape. I don't know how that would have gone. All my life I had what I called spiritual experiences in the outdoors and in meditation, but not in the church. My search for meaning began when I found some books discussing women's spirituality. And my learning continued when I came to the UUCMC and we had the course, Cakes for the Queens of Heaven. And after that, the Sister Circle, we continued the whole tradition. Learning about Sumerian, Egyptian, Irish, and Chinese goddesses and their conception made me feel comfortable that the divine could be feminine or actually a neuter gender. As a biologist, I view the Earth as a patchwork of ecosystems which circulate oxygen, water, and nutrients, and that these processes evolved. The epic of evolution is a term to explain that the 14 billion year history of the universe can be told as a narrative or a myth or drama, can be generated from science as well as a religion. Ecology is the study of whole organisms, and some thinkers, such as James Lovelock, describe our Earth as one whole organism called Gaia. Our sister circle has studied these concepts from the universe, from physics, and as an example, that would be some of the gatherings we've had with Dr. Sarmeet Kanwal about the creation circle. And instead of my despair for the loss of species, my outlook has turned to hope. The stories of cosmos, they fulfill a primal need, as E.O. Wilson said, that they verify that humans are part of something greater than themselves. So, Earth-based spirituality is my belief. Wicca, witchcraft, okay, call it that. So, which witch am I? Okay. A witch hazel bush? A sandwich tern? There is such a bird. Yes. Keep in touch. I'll, as things develop, I'll let you know. Thank you.